Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios, this is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
The following program is paid for by IMG College, LLC. Any advice or information given is strictly for entertainment purposes only. Also, the views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or ownership.
You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
It's time for the Mitch Henderson Show. Let's go live to the Alchemist and Barrister on Witherspoon Street in Princeton. Here's your host, Derek Jones.
We saw the rundown with back-to-back. Same thing this year. This time around, it's at the Palestra, and you grab the 78-64 win. Very interesting game, as we were talking about a little bit. Some of the numbers in this contest, very unique. And I want to point out, first of all, Jalen Llewellyn, 14 rebounds for him. Unusual for a guard to get that many boards.
I thought, you know, we told the guards that they were going to have to get rebounds. The way the way Penn plays, the way we were defending, we knew it was going to be a game where our guards were going to have to get rebounds. And he just, every time we say this is what we need somebody to do, he kind of puts his mind to it. And, you know, Richmond's here tonight. He got 14 as well. But, you know, for a guard to get 14 rebounds in a game, I loved it. And, you know, he's been close to a triple-double once. You know, here we've got two guys with double-doubles in a really important league game.
And, you know, you look at the league and the way it's constructed because of the Ivy League tournament now and the importance of getting off to a good start with the hopes that it propels you in that race for one of those four spots. How important is it to grab a win right away in the league?
Well, it's a lot better than losing.
Yes.
And so, for instance, like, and I always tell the guys, we're preparing you to win. And, you know, we have a couple seniors here tonight. But, you know, it's hard to win on the road. It's really hard to win at the Palestra. And it's just a different kind of a place. It's a really great place to play college basketball. But I was very happy and I'm proud of the guys. I thought they played fearless. So, you know, that's the goal, right? You want to be playing your best basketball in March. But to get one now down there, I think they're going to be very successful there against the rest of the teams in the league. So I think it's going to be a really great win. Now it's ancient history. You know, mentioned the two wins last year. That's ancient history. So we've got them again on Friday. And you know, so we got to, you know, see if we can buckle back up and see if we can do it again.
One thing that was really impressive on Saturday was the physical nature of the Tigers taking it to the low post players. We saw the matchup with Richmond and A.J. Broder throughout the game, and also Tosin Iwoma. He didn't have a huge statistical day in terms of points, but he was helping establish that physical presence down low. It really seemed like the Tigers played with a lot of attitude on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. I mean, we told the guys, this is what we're doing, this is where we want to do it, and I thought that they towed the line exactly. And, you know, Richmond, he just doesn't get, I really believe, enough credit for how good of a player he is right now. You know, A.J. Brodeur is a terrific player in our league. But, you know, I thought just over the last really 2 years, Richmond's just, he's become, I think, an elite and top-level player in the league. And I thought he really established and has established an inside presence for the rest of us, Ryan and Tosin in particular. What people don't see is how physical Richmond can be in practice. And then those guys sort of follow that lead, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get layups too. And Ryan and Tosin are huge. You know, I joked after the game that some people are like, I like that you're playing two bigs together. And I'm like, who are you talking about? Like, what you know, but, you know, because Ryan and Tosin are, you know, I think of them as big guards, but they are big guys.
One of the numbers that obviously stands out, Ryan Schwieger, career high, 27 points, 10 of 16 from the field, a lot of high percentage shots for the Tigers, and he certainly embodied that on Saturday.
Yeah, I thought, you know, Ryan was, you know, sort of the player that we sort of all know he can be around our program. And, you know, he didn't play our first five games of the season. We really missed him. But I thought he's such a good passer and dribbler, so, you know, it's very hard to double-team him, and he tends to find guys that are open. Like Spencer Weiss, right? He's just a little bigger. I thought he was just great. Again, going back to Tosun, the very first basket of the game, I don't know if you're a little right-to-left crossover, and you laid the ball in, you know, it's those kind of plays really get you moving. It makes a difference for the rest of the group.
On the other side of things defensively, one of the numbers that jumps out incredibly in this game is that Penn was held to 3 of 23 from 3, which has been a struggle spot for the Tigers throughout the course of the season. How effective is it to be able to shut down that part of their game, because it's a team that has leaned on a three-point shooting a little bit more this year?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I looked at it, and I thought we did a really good job on the defensive end. You know, guys were really focused on what was needed, what was the scout. But, you know, there were several threes, I think about five or six, where we weren't there, and they missed them. Some, you know, and then three more where they made them. But we'll have to get a lot sharper. I don't anticipate that they'll shoot poorly again. But I think the rest of the defense was really sharp. The guys were really focused on what we needed to do to go down on the road and get a win against a really, really difficult team to guard in Penn. They just challenge on a lot of different fronts, spread the court out, and, of course, Brodeur being a big challenge.
One guy I wanted to ask you about, Jose Morales, who is such a spark plug for the Tigers off the bench and brings so much energy. How big of a help is it to have a guy like that who's a senior and can provide leadership?
Yeah, I love him. You know, he's ours. That's what I kind of always say about Jose. He made a shot at the end of the clock, kind of fading away from the basket, you know, a long two. And after the game, I was like, you know, and Jose shot one in, and he was like, never a doubt, coach, you know, sort of making fun of himself. Like, that's what I love about him, is there's moxie there. I think in our league, seniors, the personality of the seniors, the team embodies, of course, the coaches, the head coach, but seniors really guide the path for the rest of the group. And we have really strong leadership. Credit for the win goes on the shoulders of those guys, because, you know, there's just so many different ways that you prepare a team for the course. We've been bad defensively, Derek. We haven't been very good. And you say, hey, look, these are the things that are going to associate us with winning. And then the seniors usually lead the way. And I think Jose and Richmond have been and Will, who's sitting here with us tonight, have been reiterating the message all the time.
And they've been a big part of the Tigers' success over the years, and, of course, on Saturday in the 78-64 win. What we'll do right now is take our first break of the program. When we come back, well, we'll have more with Mitch Henderson and take a look at what's to come this Friday when the Tigers head back home to Jadwin Gymnasium to take on the Penn Quakers in the Ivy League home opener for the Tigers. This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here from the Alchemist and Barrister in Princeton, New Jersey. Stay tuned. We will have more headed your way in just a moment.
XGGA 6278100, spot and title Geico Radio /no-brainer/bobblehead 30 seconds.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard, the bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously, because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Cold? Cough? Flu symptoms? Sounds like you should see a doctor. So where do you go? You go to the RWJ Barnabas Health Telemed app, and you get to see the doctor right away. Whenever you want, on whatever device you choose. It's that simple and that convenient. No appointment necessary. Download Telemed from RWJ Barnabas Health at the App Store or visit rwjbh.org/telemed. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of a ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events, and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
Eat Clean Bro is a convenient service that offers healthy, chef-prepared, heat-and-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Our meals are made from scratch using only the best, highest-quality ingredients. Our team skillfully prepares your meals early in the morning, packs them cold to maintain freshness, and delivers them to your door between 1 and 9 p.m. the very same day. Choose from over 60 meal options at eatcleanbro.com.
23 million Americans suffer from asthma, and another 50 million suffer from allergies. We often underestimate how important clean air is, and it's rarely as clean as we think. In fact, the EPA has found the concentration of pollutants indoors to be 2 to 5 times higher than typical outside pollutants. At Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we're here to help. Call us today at 609-371-4822 and ask how you can save $50 on any clean air accessory. Because at Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we care for you like family.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to The Alchemist and Barrister, which is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night and is now open for breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Join us for the best breakfast in town since the old Carousel Days on Pine. As we go through Princeton Tigers basketball here, the start of the Ivy League season, Derek Jones with you and joined by the head coach of Princeton Tigers basketball, Mitch Henderson, as we start to take a look at Friday and part two of Princeton and Penn. Certainly when you have this back-to-back setup, it almost feels like it's like an NBA playoff series kind of thing where you kind of see what happens in game one and then you make the adjustments for game two. This second time around, how different do you expect Penn to be?
Well, you just mentioned something. I absolutely love this. You know, it's a really – I don't love the length. You know, NBA playoffs tends to be every 2-3 days. But I love the strategy, the tactics behind making changes. You know, you know, what are we going to do different? What are they going to do different? How do we anticipate? What if they don't do anything different? You know, how do you prepare yourself mentally? I think a large part of the win comes from your preparation. And then how do you adjust during the game, throughout the game? How do we keep growing? So, I said this earlier, like, I don't think that there's very little bearing on what the statute we're looking at right now on what's going to happen on Friday. They present a lot of challenges for us, and we do for them too. So we're going to have to, you know, last year's two games came down to a couple possessions. I think that'll be more like that.
Jordan Dingle, an impressive player. What did you see out of him? A very smooth shooter.
We talked about him quite a bit leading up to the game, watched him on video a lot, was really impressed, and now even more impressed in person. You know, I love them. I don't like playing and coaching against really good players. Because that they're going to be around for a while. But I love great players in the league, and he's going to be your great one. He can shoot off the dribble, which is a really hard thing to guard. He's got really good combination moves. He's got this hesitation with his right hand where he picks the ball up. I think he's just going to be a really good player. And he was, played a lot of minutes and a key factor in our scout and our approach. And he will continue to be in this game.
It seems like they're a little bit more top-heavy in terms of experience this year. He's only a freshman, but they have guys like Bentley and Broder who kind of lead the charge for them from an experience standpoint. How different is this Penn team from previous years?
Broder seems like he's been around forever. Yep. My wife's like, he's still there? And I'm like, yeah, he's really there. Can't wait for him to be out of there. But, you didn't mention Goodman, who I thought played terrific.
Yeah.
They really hurt us in transition. They did some areas for us to clean things up, and he does such a good job of looking for his teammates as he's moving the ball up the floor. So you mentioned the three guys that are seniors, and seniors generally make you go in this league. So, they're unhappy. We understand that. But we can't worry too much about how they're feeling. We have to zero in on what we are and what we are going to do. And those guys are a big part of it, but we've got to be the best version of us.
Is there anything that surprised you from what you saw in non-league play versus what you saw on Saturday from the Tigers?
Well, this is going to sound, you probably won't believe it, but no. Right when we started the season, I thought this had a chance. We have a chance to be a very unique group. And I think the most important thing that I could do, and I've encouraged our seniors to do this too, is to be positive. And that's not a patient too, right? Give them some rope. Allow people to play through mistakes. Not an easy thing to do when you're losing in the non-conference, which we did. But we lost two really heartbreaking games. We've won four of our last five. I think the Lehigh win was a really crucial win. Richmond gets a tech, very unlike him. We're up 10, goes down to 6. They get it to 2. And we get that win, which gives you a little bit of a breathing room going in. So to answer your question, not surprised at the performance. But what I told the guys the other night, I loved it. I loved watching them. I thought really like they played for each other and they played to win.
One of the things that we've heard about from the fans, some of the fans have asked, the three-point shooting, when is it all going to come together for the Tigers? How much of that is cyclical? Because we've said it so many times on broadcast that there are guys who can absolute flat-out shoot on this team, but you look at a game like Saturday, it doesn't necessarily fall, but you figure that the storm is coming, and we even saw it in the Iona game where Drew Freiberg heated up.
Yeah. I think the thing, I'm not worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should. The thing I talk to them about is taking good shots. So as long as we're getting good shots, and those shots will come within rhythm. And, you know, we are very difficult to guard inside. And now can the guys see when it's time to throw the ball out, look for each other? Like, what are they doing on every single possession to get the best shot we can possibly get? Ryan Schwieger shooting a terrific percentage from three. You know, we drew Ryan Langborg, Ethan. You should see these guys. I think we're going to be just fine with shooting the ball.
You mentioned earlier the concept of leadership among the seniors. Are there any underclassmen who you feel like have started to kind of develop into leaders?
Yeah, you know, the biggest challenge I think every team faces is, number one, getting the freshmen up to speed. We call it being activated when you walk in the gym. Do we have to activate you, or do you come activated? And the seniors take care of that with this team. The Richmond and Will in particular are the most activated guys. And when your senior captains are doing that, then it brings that up. There's just no room to hide. That's the first thing. Second, Jalen is like an old man compared to a year ago. He's played as many minutes. He and Richmond are only two returning starters from a team that lost two seniors who played a ton of basketball for us. So you've got, I think, still a fairly young team that's growing. And, Jerome, Elijah Barnes, Charlie Bagan. You never see Charlie, but everything we ask these guys to do, they're doing it in practice in order to make other people around them better. This is the key to a team being good. Just one game in the league, but I'm positive on the group, and I hope that they can keep moving forward.
In a recent edition of Hard Cuts, Drew Freiberg talked about the camaraderie and the chemistry of this particular team. Whenever you have something like that, how much does that help you get through some of the lean times that you endured earlier this season?
Well, I can't control what in recruiting, you're looking for a lot of different things. We tend to look for guys that fit really well with us. There's needs, of course. Like, you go out and start with we need a point guard, or we need a shooting guard. And then you find somebody who is high character, tough, loves to play, can make a shot. You know, maybe not exactly what you're looking for. And then later they become, I can't believe we weren't looking for that specific guy all the way. I think we've got a good collection of guys that believe in each other. Across the board, there's an unselfishness with the group. We had 24 assists in a game against Iona. That's really rare, Derek. I mean, that's a really rare thing, and just shows that they don't care who's getting the credit. There's a willingness to keep moving the ball.
And that's one of the things that we had talked about on Saturday before the game, the development of the team sharing the basketball and how much that has really led to four wins in the last five games.
Yeah, there was a play on Saturday where Tosun had a breakaway. Drew was just in front of him, and it became a two-on-one. And Tosun had fumbled the ball kind of coming out of the break. And, you know, I'm like you. I'm watching the play. Like, I'm a fan at that point. But he just perfectly put it right off the dribble to Drew, and it was the right play. And, you know, it's an unselfish group. I'll just leave it at that. Like, they, you know, I'm looking at our stat sheet. We had seven assists on Saturday. But I think that was what was needed then. And, yeah, I, as long as they're looking for each other, and they are, I think we're going to be in good shape.
Certainly, one of the unique challenges about this time of year is that you have the game on Friday against Penn, and then you have that layoff coming up where you're not back out on the floor until Rutgers-Camden on January 26th. You've gone through this as a student athlete, and the players are going through this now, kind of that transition period where you're having to deal with the books and basketball in particular because of exams and things like that. How difficult of a time a year is this for the players as they kind of try to balance things a little bit more?
So it's difficult only that once we hit February 1st and we haven't played a Division I basketball game in 3 weeks, it's difficult because you're just not ready. Your body and your mind is ready to play basketball games. We've been playing a game every 3 or 4 days for 2 months. We know the Princeton schedule, and I kind of know how to manage it, and I've tried it all different ways. None of it works. You need seniors and juniors that have done it before to say, it's a game, we have to go out and perform. And then in that game you play, well, the first time that you're back, which for us happens to be Harvard, Division I game, I'm not talking about Rutgers-Camden, excuse me, and then Harvard and League, it's like your Super Bowl. You know, but I don't know, this is the last year we're doing it. You know, we're moving to a different calendar next year,
right.
So everybody's going to be on the same calendar, which I'm thrilled about. I just being on, you know, I think the rest of the league's thrilled about it too. I mean, it's been a sore spot for everybody to try and find games in January that deal with our schedule.
So what will the difference be for those who may not know about it?
So Princeton's moving its calendar basically up. So we're moving right after Labor Day, we're going to start school, and then we'll have a midterm break, and then exams will be before the holidays. And then that's what everybody else in the league does. And then the first league game will be New Year, January 2nd. And next year, I think we basically play a 10-week Ivy League schedule. I think only two back-to-back weekends.
Oh, wow.
We're getting rid of travel partners.
It's
going to be really different.
Interesting.
But still Sundays free. So, you know, you're going to maybe play, I think we open up actually at Harvard. So you play Harvard on a Saturday on the road at 2 o'clock. So you're home at a decent hour, and, you know, you play again the next weekend. So we're still missing no class, which is a really big deal here. But I think the schedule will be favorable for the student athletes.
That's tremendous, because we've seen this year, it's been different this year because the league and the season has started a little bit earlier this year. You're looking at the first week of November. The first game of the year is November 5th.
Yeah. You know, you're not allowed to start workouts and practices until school starts. So school starts a little bit earlier, which we like. We're hopeful that, you know, Princeton basketball, we're hopeful to take a foreign trip next year. So we might be going away and overseas while we're sort of preparing for that. And we're also hosting the Ivy League tournament. So,
yes.
There's a lot of things that are going to be new. You know, right now I'm sort of like, I can only think about one thing, Derek, and that's Penn on Friday. But you've got my brain going a little bit. It's going to be fun. A different way of doing things.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to that. And, of course, Friday against Penn. Coach, best of luck to you and the Tigers on Friday.
Hey, man, this is great. And, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Art and his staff here at the MB for hosting us. This is a terrific place. And I love the fact Coach Carrill used to talk about the carousel all the time,
yes.
You know, going to the carousel, get breakfast. So I'm glad they're serving breakfast here now,
yeah.
Too.
That is amazing. And we look forward to more of the Mitch Henderson Show right here at the Alchemist and Barrister with Coach Henderson. We will catch up with him next week. But coming up next, we will hear from Richmond Ariri Guzzo and Will Gladson right here on Fox Sports 920 from the Alchemist and Barrister. Stay tuned. More headed your way right after this.
Over 30 years ago, Princeton alum John W. Rogers Jr. founded Ariel Investments, a money management firm that offers mutual funds and separately managed accounts for individuals and institutional investors. John built his firm on patience, focus, and independent thinking, values he learned at Princeton under the leadership of Hall of Fame coach Pete Carril. Find out how you can benefit from Ariel's patient approach to investing by visiting arielinvestments.com or calling one of their investment specialists at 1-800-29-ARIEL.
Looking to buy or sell a home? Choose the Greater Princeton Area's real estate market leader, Callaway Henderson Sotheby's International Realty. Our expertise is local, our reach is global, and our remarkable agents produce unrivaled results. Stop by our offices in Princeton, Pennington, Montgomery, and Lambertville, or visit CallawayHenderson.com to search for homes, find an agent, and love where you live.
And now another edition of Obvious News from GEICO.
Obvious News!
Experts now say that wearing more clothes in the winter will, in fact, help you be warmer. We asked cold victim Trent Patterson about this, and here's what he said.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I was a little cold, put on a sweater, then wasn't cold. I was like, what?
Also in Obvious News, GEICO makes it easy to save money and easy to reach them, with licensed agents available around the clock. So switching is a really smart decision. That's Obvious News from GEICO.
Obvious News!
Eyes tired from staring at screens all day? Squinting at night to see those street signs? Maybe it's time for your next eye exam. Hi, I'm Dr. Justin Landolfi, and my wife, Dr. Rebecca Landolfi, and I started Cornerstone Eye Care to provide the Princeton area with a refreshing new option for your eye care needs. From free digital retinal scans to unique independent eyeglass frames, call us today at 609-919-1001 to schedule and become a part of our Cornerstone community, or visit us at CornerstoneEyeCareNJ.com. That's CornerstoneEyeCareNJ.com.
Here's the thing. Saving money with GEICO is almost better than playing pickup basketball, because there's always that guy who joins your game. He never passes the rock, he constantly bricks threes, and he'll completely hack you and then put his hands up and say, no foul, no foul. With GEICO, it's easy to switch and save on car insurance. No need to fake an ankle sprain because you're absolutely exhausted. So switch and save with GEICO. It's almost better than sports.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Back at the Alchemist and Barrister here in Princeton, New Jersey for the Mitch Henderson Show. We're with you each and every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. The Mercer County Improvement Authority reminds all residents that plastic bags and pizza boxes are not recyclable material. Please keep them out of your bins. Thank you for recycling. For questions, they can be reached at 609-278-8086. It's time to bring in two very special guests here. And that is, of course, Richmond Ariri Guzzo and Will Gladson. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
And let's go back to last Saturday, the Tigers winning it by the score of 78-64. Richmond, big game for you. Another double-double on the day, 15 points, 14 rebounds. You had one of those high-profile matchups going against A.J. Broder of Penn. What was that experience like, and what was it like as a senior to get a win at the Palestra?
I think just as a senior, walking out the Palestra with a win for me was really special. Hard place to play, even harder place to win. I've had a tough loss in there, like my sophomore year, and I think since that year, I've always looked at these kind of games with Penn with a different mindset. As far as the matchup, like he's a really great player, AJ Brodeur, so it's always fun for me to go against guys like him, and be able to, you know, showcase what I can do, as far as like what he can do, but. It's always great for me, like really exciting. Like I know people like to hype it up, but for me, it's just like good old-fashioned fun because he is a really good player.
We were talking about the attitude of the team as a whole going into that game, and this is for both of you guys. Physically, it seemed like the Tigers wanted to impose their will on Penn very early on, and you could tell that maybe sometimes the Quakers were like, "Whoa, wait a minute," as some of that low post action was going on. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, that was pretty much the game plan going in was we're going to get layups up at the basket and our job is to make them. That was the focus all week in practice was executing our stuff and being real physical in the paint. But, you know, it's up to guys like Rich and Ryan and Tosan to go in there and actually impose their will. I don't think anyone was really expecting it to be like it was. But, you know, that's just a testament to the work that these guys put in all year and during the week. And, you know, we're hopeful we can do it again on Friday.
How about Tosun Iwoma? He was a part of that effort, working down low. Ryan Schwieger doing the same as well. Those two really had some impressive performances.
Yeah. You know, as far as Ryan, he's really been really a guy for us since, like, last year when he broke out those Cornell and Columbia games. He's been really great for us. He puts the work in all the time, probably the hardest worker on the team. So it doesn't surprise me in the least. And even Tosun. Like, he's just going to be a really good player in the next 4 years. So I think the league should be wary of him. And he's just incredible talent. So for him to go out there and make an impact for us this early on, it's really promising.
The both of you have had a chance to play at the Palestra. What does that building mean to the both of you?
I mean, you know, they call it the Cathedral of College Basketball for a reason. I was trying to explain to some of the freshmen who were asking me kind of what it was like. And I was like, you just got to experience it for yourself. I mean, you walk in and it's hot and there's fans trying to cool the court off. And, you know, you get put in that tiny little shoebox locker room. And, you know, guys like me and Richmond have to duck down when we walk in the locker room so we don't hit our head on the beam that's overhead. And, you know, and then you go out there and you get to play basketball against Penn, which is a great rivalry here at Princeton. And so, you know, for me, that was where we won the championship our freshman year. And so that place holds a nice, special place in my heart. But it's definitely fun to go in there and way more fun to beat them than to come out on the other end.
I wanted to ask you brought up the fans. It was hot in that building. And what people may not realize is that before Princeton and Penn State and Iowa played, and when I first walked in there, it felt like a sauna, and they said it was around 90 degrees at that time on the floor because of all of the people in the building throughout the course of the day already for about 2.5-3 hours. Did that impact the start of the game or at any point for the Tigers or the Quakers that you saw?
I know for us, when I walked in, it was definitely stifling. So, yeah, it definitely hit me when I walked in. But once we got to actually getting the ball tipped off, we were either used to it or it cooled down, hopefully both. So for us, it wasn't really that much of a problem. We just had to play through it, and I don't know if it affected them.
How much, I guess, how difficult is it to go through the kind of this back-to-back process now? You're seeing, you're all pinned out pretty much by the time the end of Friday happens because you would have basically been watching them on and off for almost 2 weeks now. The back-to-back, what do you guys think about that, dealing with them in two straight games?
I personally like it, you know. I like it better than what we had been doing before with the Tuesday game in the middle of two Ivy League weekends, which wasn't always ideal. But for us, I think, because we're a younger team, the focus is to stay level-headed, to know that they might not have the same kind of game that they had at the Palestra, and we might not have the same kind of game offensively that we had at the Palestra. And so reinforcing the details and just making sure that we're really level-headed, don't get too high on what happened before, so that we can do it again and get the same result.
Will, I wanted to ask you about some of the underclassmen on this team and what's it been like watching them develop. We've seen a lot of guys kind of step up as the season has worn on. What have your thoughts been on some of the newer players on the team?
Yeah, I mean, all of them are workers. It's been great to see, you know, guys that you've seen throughout the season like Ryan Langborg and Tosun. You know, they're doing great. But then other guys like Keyshawn and Jacob and Conrad, like they come in every day and Keyshawn asks a lot of questions, and I'm happy to help him out wherever I can. He's a little too physical for me right now, but he always asks to, you know, for me to play dummy D, and I'm like, okay, you know, like take it easy on me a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, the freshmen have been great. They've been working day in, day out, and you can really see, like, drastic improvements. For Conrad, shooting on the run has been a big, like, point for us. And then for like Keyshawn and Jacob has just been watching Richmond and see how he goes through every single action, every single day, how he always shows up and gets ready to play. And so I'm really excited for the future.
One guy I wanted to ask you guys about was Ethan Wright. He is, at least on the floor, a very quiet guy, but the effort he gives out there on the floor is tremendous. How big of a help has he been to this team?
I think personally he's been huge this whole year. Great defense, like he's been great defensively. Almost like, I think when you look at the Lehigh game, it was an incredible performance by him just defensively and just shooting the ball. So he's really been that guy for us, like able to stretch out the floor, make shots. They can't really leave him, allows us to do our work inside. And then defensively, he always gets the effort. He's like the standard, like even just as a sophomore, which is really impressive on how to get things right, how to get through screens, how to like contest with a high hand. So he's really on top of those things. So it's really helpful for us when a young guy like that can do it.
How big of a help has he been in terms of also developing some of the other players?
Yeah, I mean, when you have to go against Ethan every day, you can't take a day off ever. I mean, he's one of the most athletic guys that we have on the team, and he's an offensive weapon. You know, and so guys that go against him playing one-on-one, not only do you not get a break when you're on offense because he's dogging the whole time, but then you have to turn around and guard him with that quick first step and the pull-up jump shot. So, you know, I'm looking forward to Ethan kind of growing into his shoes here in the next couple of years, but really being a big help for us coming down the Ivy League stretch.
What we'll do right now is take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with Richmond Ariri Guzzo and Will Gladson of Princeton Basketball right here on the Mitch Henderson Show from the Alchemist and Barrister in Princeton, New Jersey. Stay tuned, more on Fox Sports 920 in just a moment.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of the ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
23 million Americans suffer from asthma, and another 50 million suffer from allergies. We often underestimate how important clean air is, and it's rarely as clean as we think. In fact, the EPA has found the concentration of pollutants indoors to be 2 to 5 times higher than typical outside pollutants. At Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we're here to help. Call us today at 609-371-4822 and ask how you can save $50 on any clean air accessory. Because at Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we care for you like family. Princeton Athletics would like to thank LNA Tent and Event Rentals for their continued support of the Princeton Tigers. LNA is the area's largest provider of quality tents and event rental equipment. Servicing the Princeton community since 1899, their tents and custom affordable equipment will give your special event the quality it deserves. Be sure to check out their amazing offers at lnatents.com or call them today at 609-584-0054. LNA Tent Rentals, the best in tents since 1899.
Eat Clean Bro is a convenient service that offers healthy, chef-prepared, heat-and-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Our meals are made from scratch using only the best, highest-quality ingredients. Our team skillfully prepares your meals early in the morning, packs them cold to maintain freshness, and delivers them to your door between 1 and 9 p.m. the very same day. Choose from over 60 meal options at eatcleanbro.com.
Cold, cough, flu symptoms? Sounds like you should see a doctor. So where do you go? You go to the RWJ Barnabas Health Telemed app, and you get to see the doctor right away, whenever you want, on whatever device you choose. It's that simple and that convenient. No appointment necessary. Download Telemed from RWJ Barnabas Health at the App Store or visit rwjbh.org/telemed. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
And now more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
The Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night and is now open for breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Join us for the best breakfast in town since the old carousel days on Pine. Back here at the Alchemist and Barrister, Derek Jones, joined by Richmond Ariri Guzzo and Will Gladson right here on the Mitch Henderson Show. Guys, I wanted to go back to the non-league schedule for a second. Is there a turning point in the year that you felt where this things kind of clicked for this team?
I mean, you know, the second half that we had against Iona after that terrible first half, I think kind of laid the foundation for what we're seeing right now. We came out of that halftime room angry. We played like it, and we got a huge win. So, we stumbled a little bit with Hofstra after that, but I think that was probably the turning point, showing people that's, you know, how hard you have to play to win a college basketball game.
Richmond, how about for you?
I think just the whole season, though, we had a really rough start. I think started 0-6 maybe, and But what people weren't seeing is just the small steps that we were taking, like, progressively. And then, you know, we got our first win at Bucknell, but I don't think that was really the culmination of it. I think it came a little later when we started, like, the Iona, the game before, which is FDU. That was probably when we were like, okay, like, we put something together now. Like, can we maintain it?
It's interesting. You hear a lot of people around the Ivy League talk about, well, you know, non-league's great and all, but things change when the league starts. Why is that? Is it familiarity, or is it just you know it's time?
I think it's part familiarity and part, you know, that's when the rubber meets the road and you got to get going because you got to get wins to get in that tournament. And so if we want to be playing late into March, we know that, you know, that game on January 4th, that win at the Palestra will do big things to get us there. So, you know, and then the other part is the familiarity. I mean, Coach McConnell, you know, gave us a great scout. We were sitting on the bench calling all their play calls. And, you know, we were sitting on a lot of actions that they were trying to do, which really helped. But, you know, the flip side of that is, you know, we're playing really hard. And it was nice to see that for the first game of league play.
Richmond, we've seen you add, it seems like, almost every game, it seems like there's a new move you drop in there. You know, your improvement, we've talked about it a lot before, but in your senior year here, as you're moving along, how have you seen your game evolve on a week-to-week basis?
You know, because I think a lot of what I do is based on, like, footwork and just minimal dribbling, like, concise moves, so to speak. I try to, like, experiment with different things. Assistant coach Jonathan Jones, like, he's really been really helpful with just establishing the real foundation, which he's not doing with the younger bigs. So at this point, if I want to try a new move and see how it works, then I know exactly, like, how to execute and stuff like that. But I think it's all about keeping an open mind, especially when you're going up guys that, like, are really intent on stopping you, you know, in these, like, so-called marquee matchups, you know. I think, like, AJ's probably going to look at the film and then see, like, what I like to do, and then it's time to, like, figure something else out on how to score on him. So that's probably part of it, like, the open-mindedness of it all and then having the basic foundation.
How big of a challenge is that? Because, you know, we talked about AJ. He's been around. He has got a ton of experience. But there are other guys in the league that are pretty good. Chris Lewis is another guy later on this year that you'll see. There are a lot of good low-post players in the Ivy League. And obviously you have taken a lot of pride in being on your game on a game-in, game-out basis.
Oh, for sure. And I think even last year when we had, you know, a lot of guys that remained, but a big one I think that's left that – kind of like hurts not having to play him again is Patrick Tepe. Like, he's gone now. But even Cho and Chris Knight, Chris Lewis, and obviously AJ Bredere, like, those are all, like, very – even Josh Warren at Cornell. Those are all, like, very intense matchups because, you know, like, we kind of know each other at this point, especially, like, the seniors like me, Josh, AJ, Chris Lewis. So those are all intense matchups. We really know what, like, each other likes to do, and, like, now it's time to play. So,
well, it seems like that's kind of a chess match from year to year. Well, guy A does this against guy B, and then you see the improvement next year. That has to be one of the unique parts about the Ivy League.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And you know, you get to play everybody twice every year, one time at home, one time away. And, you know, we're mentioning all those guys, but we have the best big in the Ivy League, and we all believe
that. I agree.
For us, it doesn't really matter who's going up against. Really all that matters is if they're going to try to double him. After that performance he had at Penn, I think a lot of teams might look at that as their only option.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because we have seen teams try to do that, and one of the things that you have been able to do effectively is pass out of the double team and kind of free up some of your other teammates. It seems like at times passing with big men is a lost art, but you have been able to really add that to your game. How did you learn that, and how has that been so effective for the Tigers?
Well, I think on a basic level, like, that's something that Coach Henderson just instills in every single one of their players. And, you know, with the old Princeton offense, like, especially, like, the bigs, like, you kind of have to know how to pass that ball. But it took some time, for sure, like, learning how to pass out of double teams, learning how to, like, a lot of it was composure. You know, when I think back of, like, games last year when I wasn't so used to getting doubled, I know Brown, especially, like, at home, I remember I had 6 turnovers, like, no assists. So that was like one of those games where like, okay, like this is what you need to do. You need to calm down. Like you need to make the simple pass. Like doesn't have to be a home run pass, as Coach Anderson calls. Like just simple plays, we'll get it done. So that was like a big thing for me, like the mental part of it, the composure, like seeing where the double's going to come from, that type of stuff.
Will, when you come into the program, it seems like that's one of the things that we see develop over the years with the low post players with the Tigers. We've seen guys who can step out and hit threes. We see guys who can post up down low. But the ability to be able to pass, that's an added weapon to the offense.
Yeah, absolutely, especially when you run the actions like we do and you have the cutters that we have. The thing that was the most fun for me to watch was Richmond. Like when he started throwing that backdoor pass sophomore year, it was just incredible. He was just taking a dribble and rolling it right in there. And, you know, Ryan Schwieger and Jerome DeRozier are making layups left and right. But, you know, the ability to pass is something that, you know, Coach Henderson and Brett McConnell, the recruiting director, like, you know, they look for that. And it was obviously the big thing when Kirill was the coach here, and that was one of the first things he asked me. He's like, well, can you pass the ball? And I was like, I think I can. And he said, well, we'll see, I guess. You know, so, yeah, I mean, and it's fun. It's fun to get your teammates involved, and Richmond's done a great job with that.
What are you guys looking to pass on to the next generation of Tigers here that we see on a daily basis now?
You know, I think for us as seniors, like, we wanted to make sure that the way we carried ourselves was, like, the way people remember. Because when we were freshmen, we definitely remember our seniors. And, you know, a lot of it was because they went undefeated, like, 16-0, went to the tournament. But just the way they approached everything, like, was so just – it was so inspiring, really. Like Steve Cook and then Spencer Weiss, you know, like Will played with those guys. Like I didn't get that much time back then, but even Will, like he adopted it so quick, that work ethic, and just rubbed off on him. So now he knows, like, and I know, like for a couple of years, that's the way you have to be. Because, you know, we had some years where it wasn't as pretty, and like my sophomore years, especially, namely, it wasn't as tight of a ship run. So, you know, like that kind of taught us to, like, how it needs to be, like, all the time. So hopefully that's probably the biggest thing that we instill in them, like how to carry yourself, how to make sure you put in the work in so that you can make the ship run tightly.
Coach Henderson talked about kind of that balance at this time of year, because you're dealing with schoolwork, you're dealing with now the Ivy League kicking in, but also you have that break coming where you're not going to play for about 2 weeks. And then you're going to be thrust right back into Ivy League play. How difficult is it to kind of balance things as a student with all of the different things that are being thrown at you from a basketball perspective?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty tough, especially when you have lots of papers. And, you know, if you have a couple of finals sprinkled in there, then it's even harder. But the coaches do a great job of, you know, continuously getting guys down for extra work, for individual workouts, you know, group workouts. They're never overbearing. I mean, you know, I can't think of a time where I told someone I had to study and they looked at me funny. Like, you know, everyone here gets it. And the big thing for us is that we know kind of all the resources that we have at this school, which is kind of amazing. So it's just, you know, a matter of explaining those to the younger guys so that, you know, when they're in this position, they're able to kind of lead their younger guys through it too. But it's a great time. I mean, you know, you really just study, you work on a couple papers, then you get into the gym and you act like a pro for, you know, a couple hours, and then you get to play. You know, when you play again after 2.5 weeks, like you said, it's like, all right, finally we get to practice against or play against someone, you know, that has a different color jersey on than us.
So before we let you go, senior thesis, what's it looking like right now? What are you working on? What's the deal?
As far as data collection for me, like, I did most of it over the summer. I was in Madagascar for 6 weeks, a really incredible experience, and I was studying lemurs down there. I don't know if a lot of the audience knows what a lemur is, but I think the common animal that is closest to would be a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, my thesis is going to be looking at just human influence on the habitat and how that affects different species of lemurs.
Will, how about you?
Yeah, I'm still in the data collection phase. I'm looking at political mobilization efforts by NBA players and seeing if, you know, getting that big contract and more followers on Instagram and Twitter affects, you know, someone posting a tweet saying, get out and go vote.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, best of luck to you the rest of the way. I'm sure we will see you around here at the Alchemist and Barrister as the season wears on. Will Gladson and Richmond Oririguzo, this is the Mitch Henderson Show. We will take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be time to wrap it up here from the Alchemist and Barrister. This is Fox Sports Radio 920. Stay tuned. More on the way after this.
Looking to buy or sell a home? Choose the greater Princeton area's real estate market leader, Callaway Henderson Sotheby's International Realty. Our expertise is local, our reach is global, and our remarkable agents produce unrivaled results. Stop by our offices in Princeton, Pennington, Montgomery, and Lambertville, or visit CallawayHenderson.com to search for homes, find an agent, and love where you live.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of a ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events, and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
Eyes tired from staring at screens all day, squinting at night to see those street signs? Maybe it's time for your next eye exam. Hi, I'm Dr. Justin Landolfi, and my wife, Dr. Rebecca Landolfi, and I started Cornerstone Eye Care to provide the Princeton area with a refreshing new option for your eye care needs. From free digital retinal scans to unique independent eyeglass frames, call us today at 609-919-1001 to schedule and become a part of our Cornerstone community, or visit us at CornerstoneEyeCareNJ.com. That's CornerstoneEyeCareNJ.com.
XGGA 6278100 spot entitled Geico Radio / No Brainer / Bobblehead 30 seconds.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Over 30 years ago, Princeton alum John W. Rogers Jr. founded Ariel Investments, a money management firm that offers mutual funds and separately managed accounts for individuals and institutional investors. John built his firm on patience, focus, and independent thinking, values he learned at Princeton under the leadership of Hall of Fame coach Pete Carril. Find out how you can benefit from Ariel's patient approach to investing by visiting arielinvestments.com or calling one of their investment specialists at 1-800-29-ARIEL.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Wrapping things up here at the Alchemist and Barrister in Princeton, New Jersey, as a part of the Mitch Henderson Show on Fox Sports 920. We'll be here with you each and every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 during the Princeton basketball season. The Mercer County Improvement Authority reminds all residents that plastic bags and pizza boxes are not recyclable material. Please keep them out of your bins. Thank you for recycling. For questions, they can be reached at 609-278-8086. And as we prepare for Friday, the Tigers will take on the Penn Quakers, a game that will be telecasted on ESPNU, a special 5 p.m. start time for the Tigers and the Quakers. And, you know, it's a long Ivy League season, but you definitely get the sense that it's very important here for the Tigers. If they can grab a win to go to 2-0, you'd have to think they'd be in pretty good standing here moving forward as they try to make a run towards the Ivy League tournament. If you remember last year, Penn lost those first two games to Princeton and then, as a result, started out the Ivy League season 0-3. So I think that is going to be one of the interesting things to track here, is that if they can't win this game, they're kind of back in the position they were in a year ago. So you'd have to expect Penn to put their best foot forward again on Friday against this Princeton team. And it's funny, you know, you take a look at what the Ivy League is looking like this year, you'd expect it to be very tough. But when you look at really the top four teams in the preseason poll, obviously Harvard, Yale, Princeton as well, and then Penn in the mix too. Harvard and Penn were picked to be 1-2 in the league. So if Princeton can grab two wins over Penn, that could be a very, very big thing for them moving forward. Remember, they got those two wins last year and ended up making the Ivy League tournament. And by the way, you know, I know this is, after all, it is January 7th that we're going to talk about this, but Joe Lunardi, who is, of course, ESPN's expert bracketologist, came out with one of his early estimations of bracketology to start this portion of the season as teams all over the country start to kick in to high gear in terms of league and conference play. And he actually has the Tigers in right now in the projected bracket, taking on Kansas in a 1-16 battle. That's pretty interesting that they line them up this early. But, you know, that's kind of what's at stake here, obviously. Whoever wins the Ivy League tournament coming up in mid-March will move forward to the NCAA tournament. But we know there's a lot of basketball left to be played here during the course of the 2020 Ivy League campaign. As you take a look at the Ivy League schedule coming up as we move forward, really Princeton and Penn are the only show in town pretty much here over the next week, because there is not another Ivy League game, a head-to-head Ivy League game, until January 18th when Dartmouth and Harvard get together in Cambridge, Massachusetts, to start off their series of a back-to-back game. So that will be interesting to see how Harvard fares moving forward. Harvard so far this year, 11-4. Yale at 10-4. Those two, the best non-league records in the Ivy League. But I think one thing to kind of take stock of that we learned on Saturday is this. Again, as great as it is to have a good record in non-league, once that ball tips for league play, it is a different animal, no doubt. And when you look at some of the hard numbers from Saturday, that bore out in particular as the Tigers were able to take it to Penn pretty effectively. They led by 12 at halftime and then really didn't look back from that point on, winning it by the score of 78-64. And, of course, we'll have the recap for you next week when the Tigers take on the Quakers on Friday. We'll be right back here at the Alchemist and Barrister to run things down with you once again on Tuesday night. We'll be here with you each and every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. as a part of the Ivy League season and Princeton basketball. For Mitch Henderson, Richmond Ariri Guzzo, and Will Gladson, I'm Derek Jones saying so long. We will talk to you next Tuesday night from the Alchemist and Barrister in Princeton, New Jersey. Have a good night, everybody.
Million Americans suffer from asthma, and another 50 million suffer from allergies. We often underestimate how important clean air is, and it's rarely as clean as we think. In fact, the EPA has found the concentration of pollutants indoors to be 2 to 5 times higher than typical outside pollutants. At Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we're here to help. Call us today at 609-371-4822 and ask how you can save $50 on any clean air accessory. Because at Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we care for you like family.
Eat Clean Bro is a convenient service that offers healthy, chef-prepared, heat-and-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Our meals are made from scratch using only the best, highest-quality ingredients. Our team skillfully prepares your meals early in the morning, packs them cold to maintain freshness, and delivers them to your door between 1 and 9 p.m. the very same day. Choose from over 60 meal options at eatcleanbro.com.
Princeton Athletics would like to thank LNA Tent and Event Rentals for their continued support of the Princeton Tigers. LNA is the area's largest provider of quality tents and event rental equipment. Servicing the Princeton community since 1899, their tents and custom affordable equipment will give your special event the quality it deserves. Be sure to check out their amazing offers at lnatents.com or call them today at 609-584-0054. LNA Tent Tent Rentals, the best in tents since 1899.
And now another edition of Obvious News from Geico.
Obvious News!
Experts now say that wearing more clothes in the winter will, in fact, help you be warmer. We asked cold victim Trent Patterson about this, and here's what he said.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I was a little cold, putting on a sweater, then wasn't cold. I was like, what?
Also in Obvious News, Geico makes it easy to save money and easy to reach them with licensed agents available around the clock. So switching is a really smart decision. That's Obvious News from Geico.
Obvious News!
Cold? Cough? Flu symptoms? Sounds like you should see a doctor. So where do you go? You go to the RWJ Barnabas Health Telemed app, and you get to see the doctor right away, whenever you want, on whatever device you choose. It's that simple and that convenient. No appointment necessary. Download Telemed from RWJ Barnabas Health at the App Store or visit rwjbh.org/telemed. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios, this is Fox Sports 920, The Jersey, WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.